This is Love Appy's first podcast, or our attempt at a podcast. We're trying to bring information from common everyday people that in our own way are very special. So I have a different career, and I met this lovely lady across from a project that I was doing, and we started chatting, and I noticed that immediately that she was extremely interesting. And she was kind enough today for this podcast interview to actually bring a friend along, and I would ask them questions, and they're going to give me their most honest answers that they care to.
I lived a very typical life.
How old were you when you got married?
I graduated from college, and I'd been brought up in a period where women really didn't, you know, necessarily go on to great careers. So I was very eager to see if I could do a baby and a husband and those things.
How old were you then?
So I guess I was about 20 to 21. Soon after college, I worked for a little while first.
Okay, so about 25, more likely.
No, more like 21.
You got out of college and worked by 21?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's focus on your life.
Oh.
Because that's where your experiences come from. So you said that you got married out of college. And...
well, after a year or so.
Okay.
I met my husband in the next year after college.
Okay, so you met him after college, and he was, you said...
age appropriate, older than I.
He was in the military, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So you married a very successful guy.
Yeah.
And you knew he was going to be successful.
Well, I knew he was a fine person, let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm. And he was good looking and...
he was good looking.
Okay, so...
I was a virgin.
You were a virgin. So how did the marriage go?
Well, in terms of life, what happened is that I thought he'd be a really experienced lover and that he could teach me all about everything. I mean, I'd made out with people, kissing and that sort of stuff in life, but never the hard stuff. So I was thinking that this older man could teach me everything I would need to know.
So selection of him, the criteria, part of it was at least sexual. You've thought that an older man would bring you to...
yes, that he would know more about it.
And bring you
to,
happiness in bed and so forth. And when did you realize that that wasn't going to happen?
I don't know.
Are you implying that it didn't happen?
It didn't.
So,
and the thing is, I mean, I'll just say it right out. I had chosen to be a virgin until I got married. And
was that a good idea or a bad idea?
In looking back on it, who's to say? I mean, you don't want to have babies happen before you're ready to have babies happen. But I feel...
well, we have
a
different world now.
Person,
so we have a lot of birth control now.
Well, that's
what's your
true.
Recommendation to
I
women?
Recommend that a woman start getting experienced, you know, not in a haphazard sort of way, but when she feels inclined to explore her sexual side and chooses a nice man or whatever. I'm not talking about marriage necessarily. I'm talking about getting to know the hang of sex, because there's more to it than one thinks.
What is there to it in your mind?
Well, in the case of a woman, I think she needs the man to turn her on, really. I mean, you can have a certain amount of lust or desire, but I think a man's expertise can enhance the situation.
Mm-hmm. And what type of expertise? You have a good amount of experience now, I'm assuming.
I do.
So maybe you can be very specific so that some of the young men and some of the young women, or even people that are middle-aged, can kind of learn from what you've learned. Can you be a little bit more specific as far as what experience counts?
Well, if I had my life to start over again, because I am pretty old now, I think I would have liked to have learned more about sex as I went along. I did a lot of kissing, a lot of making out. That's how it was done. You know, you just played around and stuff. But as far as the sex goes, I think there are various things that men can learn to do that help a woman.
How about being specific?
I'm
post-50, almost 60, and I'm going to assume that you're post-70. So help the audience out. This is just a basic podcast for learning. This is loveappy.com. It's our job to try to put together software that helps people make the proper decisions on who to date and hopefully connect with on a permanent basis. So help the audience out with your wisdom. What can a man learn for a woman prior to? And are all women different? That's a question we have.
Well, that I don't know about too much, because I don't talk to that many women about what turns them on and what turns them off, that sort of thing. But
right.
I think that a man can begin by being gracious, charming, complimentary.
I think that in this day and age, you know, it's a 3-date rule generally, right?
Oh, listen to him, audience.
First date.
This is a man talking.
Second date. Actually, that rule was presented to me by women. And I've had more of situations where, you know, it was almost expected of me to have sex with a woman prior to me really knowing her. So this is a learning education for everybody that's out there. There's a lot of confusion in the world. I certainly was shocked after my divorce at how the sexuality in America in particular.
Increased.
But let's just get to specifics because people want to hear. So for you, yourself, we'll hold off on that question and we'll come back to it. Let's go through the chronological order of your life. So you were married to a successful man.
Mm-hmm.
No complaints in what he could earn, where you lived.
And I knew nothing about sex.
Okay, so sex was the nail in the coffin, so to speak.
It was.
Right. So how many years were you married to this gentleman?
Enough to produce 3 children.
How many years is that? 30, 40?
No, like 12, 14, something like that.
So I was in a very long marriage.
Well, it was pretty long.
Okay, so let's assume you're not telling the truth, as most women, and it was 25.
All right.
Okay, so 25 years of marriage, and you're deciding to get divorced.
Yes, but I had, in my specific case, I realized after a while that my husband was not able to produce the effects that I'd heard about sex being. I just came to realize that.
So was it was a peer pressure of what you heard about, how much ecstasy there could be.
Yeah, and also he had been stationed in Germany, so I had hoped that he would be very proficient in lovemaking, and that I was making a good choice of a mate because I was a virgin till after I was married.
Let's talk about the end of the marriage.
Okay, end of the marriage.
So the end of the marriage, you just decided to tell him
by the end,
sex is not good and you're out?
We'd already gone to clinics, and I can remember this one man in there saying, just give me half an hour with her, and I think I could bring her to the big O. And
so you had not had an orgasm?
Not really.
In 25 years?
Not with my husband, no.
So you had some other experience?
I started to have other experiences because I wanted to see
if it was possible for me
to experience other dimensions in sex.
How much time had passed in your marriage? And again, no one knows who you are. And no one's going to know who you are. But how many years were you married before you stepped outside the marriage to experience that
orgasm? It happened in Haiti.
Okay.
I went on a trip to Haiti and met a man there that mm-hmm. courted me and my friend, but he was really courting me. And with him, I was able to experience my first having an orgasm.
And how did your friend feel about the two of you being together?
Well, she got angry. But she had wanted her daughter to come down and join the trip. And I think maybe her daughter came later. So I ended up with him.
So when her and her daughter came and left, you two rendezvoused and mm-hmm. so forth. Mm-hmm. And was he a military man too?
No, he was a working business class man in Haiti. He was Haitian, but he spoke French and English too.
Great. So how long did you stay with him?
Well, I couldn't stay because I was a mother with 3 children at home. But we started having visits, and my husband thought I was visiting a Haitian family.
Was your husband as well endowed size-wise as the Haitian man?
The new man might have been a little bigger, but the main thing is the new man knew how to make love.
Okay.
That's what made the difference,
and
not the huge size.
All right, so let's hear about Pierre, or whatever his name might have been.
Jean-Pierre.
So Jean-Pierre and you rendezvous, and the experience is so much better than your husband.
Oh, gosh, yes.
And why?
Well, he knew how to treat a woman. I remember that he showed me how to clean myself properly for lovemaking. And he was so sexy. You could hardly, he was so sexy anyway, the way he danced and He had Dark Side of the Moon playing on the music when we came back from a restaurant, which happens to be my favorite song now of all time. And he was very sophisticated in his way.
Right.
The Haitian man.
Right.
And he would have liked me to marry him.
How many years after did you stay with your husband?
We didn't divorce till much later.
Right. Years later.
Mm-hmm.
So sex ended your marriage. Okay,
no,
so...
No. In my case, yes. But not for him. I'm the one that chose to end the marriage.
Right, but sex was the criteria.
It was.
Yeah.
He was a fine guy.
I think that's really where I'm going with this, as far as selecting someone. You pointed out that people should get experience, and you point out that it has to be very satisfying. So since Jean-Pierre, have you had that satisfaction again? As good as Jean-Pierre?
Well, I'm an adventurous person, so I have had more opportunities in sex in my life, because I had to make up for all those years that I was a virgin.
Right. And was it as good as Jean-Pierre?
It has been.
So Jean-Pierre is not in top slot anymore?
He couldn't be. I had 3 Caucasian children. I had a family to raise. He was a fine guy, but I couldn't break up my family because I'd found a fine guy.
Right. So...
He did introduce me to his mother.
Do you think that...
I mean, it was a love affair.
It was a love affair. Do you think it's helpful that we're at least bringing up the question in front of women that seem to be embarrassed by the question we ask, does size matter? And what additional questions could we ask women so that they can be clear on what is important to them? Because clearly sex was the number one importance to you. You married a person, that very highly successful person, and it didn't last, and primarily because of sex. So what we want to do with Love Appy is, we're not interested really with size. I would be quite depressed if, you know, the only criteria for great women was would be size, because you know, I'm not Jean-Pierre for sure. But I do think that there's more to it.
Right.
But I think our quest at Love Appy is really for people to be honest with themselves and honest with the man they're involved with or the woman they're involved with, and get what you want, most importantly.
Well, of course, various experiences and locations. I can tell you that the first night that I came with him, there were Haitian drums beating in the background in the forest where they were having some sort of thing going on. Full moon, nice dinner, wine, and this very delicately handling me man who was helping me prepare myself for this.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that on the whole, American men don't seem to get into the details that this man did.
So your suggestion to men is get into the details.
Gently, yes, yes, delicately.
Okay.
Helping the woman prepare herself. I mean, don't just assume that a woman knows how to prepare herself for lovemaking.
Right.
And, but of course, I had all of Haiti at my background. I mean, the beating of the drums. And, I mean, it was so fabulous.
So your imagination needed to be stimulated.
Well, it didn't need to be, because I was with this fabulous-looking man who was crazy about me and willing to teach me more, etc. So it
was. Did he migrate to the U.S. to be with you?
No, there was no question of that. Mm-hmm. I had a family, 3 children.
I mean, later on, years later, after you.
Well, we moved to Europe. Mm-hmm. No, it ended.
Okay, so moving forward from that, how many years into your marriage were you young still, with young children?
Pretty young.
So your husband would have had a really tough time competing with this amazing event that happened.
Well, I didn't know he was.
Thank you for listening to loveappy.com first podcast, and thank you to our guest for being so candid. We hope to have you as listeners in the future, and I will try to learn as much as possible about life and about love and share it with you. loveappy.com, you can find on the web, and you can find our apps very soon, Love Appy, on the Android store or in the iOS store. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful night.